Supporters hope that efforts to change an 80-year-old law that excludes farm workers from organizing in New York may finally meet with success in the all-Democratic-led state legislature. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Farm workers and their allies rallied at the state capitol for a bill that would grant collective bargaining rights to around 80,000 to 100,000 seasonal and full-time farm workers in New York State. It would also guarantee an 8-hour workday, overtime pay, and at least one full day off each week. It would also give workers the legal rights to unemployment insurance and workers' compensation benefits. Senator Jessica Ramos, who spoke at the rally, says it's an attempt to right a wrong committed over 80 years ago. In 1938, President Franklin D. Roosevelt and Congress established the Fair Labor Standards Act. It created the first ever minimum wage and the right to time and a half pay when a worker works over 40 hours a week, among other things. But farm workers were not included in the act.
We haven't really prioritized them as the workforce and the backbone of the agricultural industry that they are. So I'm hoping that we can help them out and do the right thing.
Ramos is hopeful of passage before the session ends in June. She says her bill has 32 co-sponsors in the Senate, the minimum number needed for a measure to pass. It's been approved several times in the state assembly, where Democrats rule. And Governor Cuomo says he'll sign it if it passes both houses.
We have done the work of holding three here hearings across the state in three of the major farming regions, and we're touring other counties across the state beyond that, even Republican counties. We're doing the work of working with the farms and coming to an agreement to ensure that farm workers' rights are finally codified.
The state's Farm Bureau is against the measure. Member Jim Bittner runs Bittner Singer Orchards, a 500-acre farm along Lake Ontario in Niagara County.
We're about half apples, and the other half is what we call stone fruit, cherries, peaches, plums, apricots, things like that.
Bittner says all of the fruit is hand-picked. When the crops are ripe, everyone, including himself, his 8 full-time and up to 30 seasonal employees, work long hours. He says if he limited work days to 8 hours during harvest time, they might not get the crops picked. Bittner says his orchards did not make a profit during the past 2 years. Prices for fruit are down, though he says they did break even. The money isn't there, he says, to pay significant overtime. And he also doesn't believe his workers would be happy under those rules.
When you have seasonal workers, they want to work all the hours they can because they have a short season to make as much money as they possibly can earn. And if I started cutting them off at 8 hours, which we would end up doing because time and a half, we'd be better off trying to find more employees rather than having people work more than the 8 hours or 40 hours a week. They would probably just go work in some other state where they can work all the hours they want.
Bittner says larger farms like his are already required under state law to provide unemployment insurance and workers' compensation benefits, but he believes very small farms would have a hard time affording the programs. He says there's room for discussion about whether to allow farm workers to collectively bargain with employers, but he also worries that unionized farm workers might strike during harvest time. Senator Ramos says the bill's supporters do not want to harm the agricultural industry. She says it's in the best interest of both farmers and their workers for the farms to thrive.
So obviously, if we want to help the farm workers, they're going to need to work in an industry that is vibrant.
If the measure is approved, New York would join other states that have granted more rights to farm workers. California instituted overtime pay and other protections for its state's farm workers beginning in January of this year. Minnesota changed its laws on overtime pay for farm workers in 2012. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.